Katie worked on steadily for some little time after her mother left home that morning. Then she washed up the breakfast things and put them away and swept up the hearth. She had washed her hands and was about to sit down again to work when the thought struck her that she would just take one turn, just one, round the garden that beautiful spring morning. She should feel so fresh after it, and would be able to work twice as fast when she came back. So, catching up little Esther in her arms, she ran with the child down to the end of the garden. A clear running stream separated it from an adjoining meadow, which was already quite yellow with cowslips.
"I must just gather a bunch for Nellie. She is so fond of them," thought Katie as she sprang across the little brook.
Once in the meadow, she and Esther were soon busy filling their pinafores with sweet cowslips. The time slipped away unheeded.
"I will just make Nellie one cowslip ball," thought Katie, and sitting down on the root of an old tree under the hedge in the meadow, she took out of her pocket the reel of cotton with which she had been working and began to make a cowslip ball. This is a rather tedious thing to do. The first one she attempted, she spoiled. It was not a nice shape. Then she had not quite enough flowers for the second. So she left Esther sitting on the old tree whilst she ran to gather some more. She was more successful in her next attempt, but it had taken her a long time, and she had scarcely finished it when she heard the voices of her little brothers who had come home from school and were calling for her.